Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, we've dimmed the lights and we've poured the drinks, so of course it is time for you and I to hang out inside the Soul Lounge, and I am so glad that you are here. I am the Lady DJ, and coming up for you a little later on, I am excited. It's a little crowded inside the Soul Lounge, just how I like it, because I have the editor-in-chief of one of my favorite websites, blogs actually, soulbounce.com coming up, and I want you to make sure that you stick around for that. Of course, I've got all of your favorite neo soul, hip hop, and R&B music, including Gordon Chambers coming up. I've got Corin Bailey Ray on the way, and your requests. So you might want to just go ahead and tweet me right now if there's something that you want to hear. I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. So why don't we get things started with the collective of musicians that came together to form an independent music label called Naked Music, and doing so allowed them the freedom to kind of create the kind of music that they loved and that they wanted to put out there, which is a combination of like deep house, some pop and soul music. They have an album called Noesis, which was released back in 2010. And this is my absolute favorite cut from that album. This is Blue Six with Luxury, as we keep things moving inside the Soul Lounge.
Shattered dreams. How life can be.
Music is the language of the soul.
Crucial Keys on the remix. Go with the magic.
Stone getting some help from Alicia Keys and Eve. That's the Brother remix inside the Soul Lounge. I don't know if you've heard that one. Of course, you probably have heard the original, but I like that one. Just something to keep you moving. I am the Lady DJ. So glad you're here with me. Coming up, more great music, but just got to remind you, if you do not already know, if you can access it online, Angie Stone is going to be part of the new season. She was part of the older season of the R&B Divas Atlanta, I believe. So you can kind of get a sense of who she is and what she's about. She's been on the scene for years. She started off actually as an MC way back in the day. And I think I was introduced to Angie Stone when she started working with D'Angelo. She was dating him at the time. And I was insanely jealous of Angie Stone at that particular time. But, you know, it's all good. You know, I love her now. You know, we all have to move on and keep things moving, you know. And, well, let's see what happens with D'Angelo. As a matter of fact, D, if you're you're listening, I'm on Twitter, at VOA Lady DJ. Talk to me. Maybe we can get you in here and do a concert or something. All right, we're going to keep things moving. Gordon Chambers is coming up. I love this one. It's called To Love Again, inside the Soul Lounge.
There I was at all the new clubs in town, all dressed up and grooving to the latest sounds. There at the bar, buying drinks for whoever caught my eye. And no, what a lucky guy, but many nights I would drive myself home alone to a big house that even Luther wouldn't call a home. Then came you, and now I'm not the same. What a wonderful change. And girl, you're the blame. You made me want to dream again,
dream again.
And feel again,
feel again.
Laugh again,
laugh again.
And breathe again. You
breathe
made me want
again.
To dance again,
dance
clap,
again.
My hands again.
Clap my hands again.
Romance again. You
romance
made me want
again.
To love again,
love.
Yeah, you did.
The party's at, had all the fly clothes and
money in my pocket,
lots of friends with plans, everything but a man, yeah. On Sundays I would rise up in the morning, kneel down in church and
thank
him for all he's done, sneaking a prayer for somebody worth my love. And then you came, a little heaven here on. And you make me wanna dream again,
dream again.
And feel again,
again.
To laugh again,
again.
To breathe.
Breathe.
You make me wanna dance again,
dance again.
Clap my hands again,
dance again.
Romance again.
Dance again.
Oh, love again.
Got the smile on my face. Fellas, I'm through. No need to change.
No need to change. Love you again,
again,
and again.
I can love you
again,
again,
and again.
I can love you
again,
I can love you
again.
You made me want to
dream again,
dream again,
feel again,
feel again.
To everyone.
From their 2002 album, Who Needs Love? That's Incognito. Can't Get You Out of My Head, Inside the Soul Lounge. The Lady DJ still with you. You know, they've been around since like 1981. They're out of the UK. They were part of that acid jazz movement. And a lot of times when people talk about Incognito, they talk about them kind of being retro. But the real deal is they've been doing it for so long and they've been consistent with it that as the trends sort of come and go and come and go, they've always just consistently been there. And one of the things I love about them, among the many things, is that they are not afraid to step outside of the American sound and play with Brazilian sounds and other kinds of Latin sounds. So I hope you enjoyed that. We also heard from Gordon Chambers, another artist who has been around for a long time, has written for Angie Stone, and he's written for Anita Baker and a number of other big names in R&B music. All right, let's see. Where shall we go? Since we're in the UK, let's stay in the UK, huh? All right. Corinne Bailey Rae, she came onto the scene some years ago, and her sound was different. No one could really peg her, and I don't think you'll ever be able to because she has so many different influences, but I will say that this song is probably the one that caught me immediately and has stayed with me. This is Closer, Inside the Soul Lounge.
I don't want to give you up. I don't want to hold you up. I don't want ambiguous. I just know that I've had enough. I want you to travel with me. Lay loose and let your mind go free. Show you things that you never see. But you just got to go with me. I don't want to give you up.
of the UK, Kareem Bailey Ray, Closer, inside the Soul Lounge. Now, listen, remember, I want you to stick around. We're going to take just a quick break. I want you to stick around because the editor-in-chief, a sister that I met a while ago, had a meal with her, and we'll tell you the whole entire story in the next segment. She is the editor-in-chief of Soul Bounce, and she has finally found some time in her schedule to come and join us. So we are going to be talking to her in the next half of the show. So if you have any questions for Kimberly Hines, then you need to make sure that you hit me on Twitter right now at VOA Lady DJ. And if you haven't already, I'm also on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one, you can find me there. And I do follow back and I read every single one of your emails and your messages. And I do some shout outs too, because I know that you all are out there hanging out with us and we genuinely really do appreciate it. So make sure you stay right where you are. We're coming back with a special guest inside the Soul Lounge.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Part 2. As promised, we've got a great half for you. You know, I get so much information from the internet. There are so many independent artists out there that I could probably spend a full 24 hours searching from one site to the other to the other. But there are a few sites out there that act as these wonderful aggregates that put like the best music, especially in the world of neo soul and some hip hop and R&B together. One of the ones that I use every single week is called soulbounce.com. And I am so excited because in a few minutes, the editor-in-chief, Kimberly Hines, AKA Butta, if you know her, she's going to be joining me inside the Soul Lounge. We're going to have lots of fun. Plus, I asked her to bring some of her favorite music, some of the stuff that she's got her ears tuned to. So we're going to hear some of that, some stuff that you probably have heard, some new stuff that you haven't. So I want you to stay tuned for all of that and, of course, more great music. But since it is the beginning of the second half, we got to bring it up a little bit and take it back a little bit. Yeah, here's Brand New being Slow Down inside the Soul Lounge.
Slow down. You don't care about your wig. Now, Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, because I hid them behind my speakers. The object of your affection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wolves? The crack has a crack, man. They come up to my door. I don't smoke jump, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your beds, got a seal on your street. Time is limited to days. On your crack card, they're getting only A's and C's for comeback. Damn, it's a shame you're the mighty queen of vows with a wide-eyed look and a rotten tooth smile. Used to walk with a swagger, now you simply stagger from one spot on to the next spot on to the next spot on to the next. Stunk, get a jar. For me, it won't rock, cause I smack you with a hose filled with sand. Now give that to the crack man. You was fly once, now you're losing all your fronts. Started off light on the tip of Wooly Blunt, but now you get a stripe, graduated to the pipe. Took a long pull, hype. Yeah, head crack, head crack. You smoked up that stack in a minute, you was back.
Hey, your ex, wasn't that your girl?
Yeah, I had to drop her cause she caught on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her.
Slow down, down, slow down, down.
I knew this girl named Chopper Canna. She's always juicing, producing cash for my sexual task. She loves men that trick like Halloween and treat. You ain't paid, then your grade is incomplete. You gotta flash dollars to prove her. And when you do, she sucks it up like a Hoover. Taking all your fakes like inhalation of vape. Her nasal passage filled with money and it's massive.
What I am is what I am.
Well, what you are is a stunt man. You're on a hunt and your plan is to take all you can from a man and scram. I seen your kind before, you're not original. Just a sick mixed up individual. Giving up the crops for a fresh gold watch. Marking off the good you get, going up another notch. Yo,
up in the casket. Sister, it's no need in speeding. She was doing lays with everyone she's meeting. What makes son wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner, just like Bruce Jenner. Yeah, be ibrip, no be dip, then you run right in her. Hoover makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight.
For old time's sake.
Picture that. Make a lunch spring, sing a song of mercy. You can knock the boots if you wanna spin the loop, but the way I heard the scoop, that's not the move, true. Honey's living foul, longer than an hour. You may think you're doing work because she gives a fake out. Joe Slow put a ring up on her finger. I try to school him, now he's stuck with a humdinger.
Slow down,
you're living foul.
Welcome back, and inside the Soul Lounge, the Lady DJ here with you, so excited as promised to welcome Kimberly Hines, aka Butter. That's how I knew her before I actually knew her as Butter, the editor-in-chief of soulbounce.com, which I think has been for as long as I can remember, for quite a few years, sort of like the premier, at least our number one site for neo-soul, soul, R&B, hip-hop music and information. So, Kimberly, welcome to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. We could get you here. We've been talking about this for a while.
We have, yes.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, I just got to tell you this story because this is how small the world is. So, I have a friend from Detroit, Michigan. I'm originally from Detroit. And so he calls and he says, Sean, I want you to come to brunch with us. I'm in town. So I go to brunch and Kimberly comes and she sits down next to me and we talk and talk. We were there for hours.
Hours.
Had no idea who she was.
I had no idea who you were.
Right. Visit her site every single day. Had no idea who this woman was. So we talk. We exchange, I think, like Facebook information.
Right.
And I'm clicking through like, oh, snap. This woman is the, oh, man, this is Soul Bounce. Oh, God. If I had known I was sitting next to the Soul Bounce girl, we would have been talking music the whole time.
Hey, we sure would have. They would have gotten sick of us, though.
They would have. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to get her in studio in the Soul Lounge so we can talk some music. So let's start off with exactly the sort of the genesis, because I remember the site from a few years ago. So when did it start?
Soulbound started in August 2007.
Okay.
So we're approaching our 7th anniversary.
Wow.
This August.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm always really interested to know the stories of these blogs that are now huge, because they all seem to have very humble beginnings.
Yeah. And Soulbound was the same way. I actually was brought on board as a writer.
Okay.
By the original guy who started Soulbound. His name is Ronaldo Haygood, a.k.a. Nova Slim. Mm. That's his online handle. You know, yeah. We all got our online handles. And he started this website. I remember seeing a call for writers on MySpace.
Mm. Oh,
so
wow.
So this is a while ago,
yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So I saw the call. I was like, ooh, this sounds like me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like soul and R&B. Hey, let me try it. And just so happened that I was working at XM Radio at the time, and I'd gotten laid off.
Okay.
Like the week before, Soul Bounce did its first post, like the next Monday in August.
Wow.
Was our first day.
Okay.
So, you know, it just so happened I was off of work. I had a lot of time to then devote to Soul Bounce. So he started, and I kind of like, you know, just fell in step with him, and here we are.
Wow.
Years later, he's since left.
Okay.
And then I became editor-in-chief in 2009. And it's been under my direction since then. And I'd like to think it's grown and it's still here.
Yeah, that's an understatement. It's grown. Okay. Because you all have like, how many readers? Like you have millions of readers now.
Across the world.
Yeah.
And we have writers, a lot of writers. We have writers in Australia. Well, a writer in Australia, a writer in England. Writers all over the United States.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a movement.
Good for you. I know that's right. So, now, where are you from originally?
originally I was born in the Bronx, New York.
Okay.
And I grew up in South Florida.
Okay, okay.
So then I came up to D.C. for college in the 90s.
Wow. So I'm just thinking, okay, so you grew up around, obviously, hip-hop music.
Right.
I mean, it's like the home of hip-hop music,
yes.
Right? Is that what you were listening to? Or?
Actually, by the time I left New York, it was before, like, hip-hop really blew up.
Okay.
So it was the late 70s.
Okay.
So, you know, hip-hop was just coming into its own in that time, but that wasn't something six-year-old me was listening to.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah, but then when I moved to Florida and elementary school years, middle school years, yeah, hip-hop was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And even though... You know, back in the day, you didn't have the internet.
Right.
So you had to wait for music to trickle down from New York to Florida.
Sure. Sure. But Florida had its own little scene,
yes,
too.
Yes. Florida had its own scene and bass music.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's our claim to fame in Florida.
Sure.
So, you know, yeah, the land of Luke. That's where I'm from. Y'all, this twerking stuff. Yeah, we've been there, done that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, and then let's talk about, I mean, beyond, like, hip-hop, let's talk about kind of even your R&B influences. I mean, Florida, not so much. You know, there are a couple of artists that come from that area, but I'm assuming, you know, down the eastern coast of the United States, you probably heard a lot of stuff coming out of New York, coming out of Philadelphia.
Right.
The D.C. area.
Then, with cable.
Right.
MTV, BET. MTV to a lesser extent, but BET definitely. Every day, come home from school, turn the TV on from BET, and it just doesn't change the channel until, you know, Midnight Soul went off.
Oh, wow.
You know? So, yeah. So that's how I was exposed to a lot of R&B and soul.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, the cable stations, BET, or, you know, radio also. You know, because back in the day, radio played a lot more variety than you get today on the terrestrial radio stations. And, you know, now we have internet radio that also brings a lot of the world of music to people's homes. But yeah, but back in the day, I was radio and TV.
Yeah.
That's how I got all my music.
Who were you listening to?
Like back then?
Yeah,
oh,
like R&B wise, soul wise. Were there a couple of people? Like I remember I grew up in Detroit, so it was Anita Baker. We were listening to Whitney Houston. We were listening to Luther Vandross.
Oh, yeah. All of those that you named. Donna Summer was my girl.
Okay.
Love Donna Summer. Tina Turner.
Era,
oh, yeah. Love disco.
Okay.
Love disco. Yeah, Tina Turner. Oh, my gosh. Evelyn Champagne King.
Yeah.
Eugene Wilde. You know, so, like, when these artists started sampling in the 90s, like, all this old, not even old, but, you know, songs from the early 80s, you know, I was like loving it because I could relate, you know, and, you know, just connect the dots.
Yeah. And it's amazing too, because we're hearing that a lot in these newer artists. And and it seems that there's this movement, I'm hoping, maybe I'm projecting my hopes a little bit,
right,
that there is this movement back to the true vocalist, the true artist. Like a couple of weeks ago, we had Ledisi in.
Oh,
and
my God.
To just hear her sing live, like I had to literally back up. Her voice was so big and so strong, it knocked me back. And I know I asked you to bring some of the songs that you've been listening to and that you're feeling, and one of them was actually from Ledisi.
Yes, it is, from her new album, The Truth.
It is The Truth.
It is.
Absolutely.
That's the perfect title for it.
It is. The song is called Rock With You, so let's get into that now.
All right, let's.
Here is Ledisi, Rock With You. I'm joined by Kimberly Hines inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm on it, I want it, so hot air. Give me a mic and I'll rock it. It's my love for you, goes non-stop it. Hey, you are the only one I really need. Any place you really need to go, it's the only place that I wanna be. Let me tell you, say you, no one makes me feel like this. And the love has been wicked. This love is real. When I tell you that I'm yours, would you keep on loving me? Would you do all that you can to see me smile? Cause I don't want the future to say we're not meant to be. I just wanna be with you. That's why I rock with you. Like a drug,
for you. Believe it or not, when I'm driving on the block, playing music in my truck, I stop, say a little prayer for you. When I tell you that I'm yours, would you keep on loving me? Would you do all that you can to see me smile? Cause I don't want the future to say we're not meant to be. I just wanna be with you. That's why.
That's why
I rock. Let me rock you,
rock it tonight.
I just wanna give you what you like.
That's why I rock with you.
Don't lie,
God,
I give to you. You keep your love for me.
That's so right.
Yeah. You're like a drug to me.
I'm so
yeah. Yeah. I'm on it, I want it, so hot air. Me a mic and I'll rock it. Cause my love for you goes non-stop. I'm on it, I want it, so hot air. Give me a mic and I'll rock it. Cause my love for you goes non-stop. Said I can't stop. And I won't stop.
Kimberly Hines, editor-in-chief of SoulBounce.com, still here
yes.
with us. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about R&B music, neo-soul, and the Grammys, because it was actually this year's Grammy Awards mm-hmm. that kind of started this conversation. And I've talked to almost everyone that's been here in the mm-hmm. Soul Lounge about this, and that is sort of the state of R&B, the state of soul music, how it's changing, mm-hmm. and if it's for the better or not. And I know that a few of your writers, and perhaps even you, have discussed this In ways.
Yes.
So I'm just kind of interested to think, like, what is your opinion just in general about where it's going?
Well, I think that R&B will never die. I mean, even though it may not be at the top of the charts now, it's still being made. It's just that it's not what's pop right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just cyclical. I think that R&B's time on the top of the charts will come again. And as a matter of fact, you know, two of the biggest songs last year were R&B songs. They just weren't necessarily by African-American or black R&B artist.
Mm-hmm.
They were by Robin Thicke and, you know, Justin Timberlake,
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
blue-eyed soul,
right.
quote-unquote,
right.
R&B artists. So, yeah, so the R&B sounds are still out here. We just have to get to a point where African-American artists, R&B artists, are churning out a Blurred Lines
mm-hmm.
or a Justin Timberlake 2020 experience type of album.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they're being made. They just may not be getting the support from the labels and from radio, from television that we used to have back in the day.
Because
mm-hmm. all the game changed when the internet came into play.
Right.
So a lot of stuff that you used to hear, you're just not hearing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the songs that you are hearing on the radio are oftentimes, you know, really repetitive. The playlists have gotten narrower. Even though there's so much more music out there, the terrestrial radio playlists have mm-hmm. just gotten more shallow. So, yeah. So there's a lot of R&B artists out here that are being developed. There's Seven Streeter. There's Tamar Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
There are countless others that are out here doing it. They're just not necessarily getting the same amount of attention
right, that everyone else did. Well, you mentioned Justin Timberlake, and you know, he's gotten a lot of help from like Pharrell and a number of other people
mm-hmm.
as well. And so in a little bit, we're actually going to hear from Pharrell because he has a new album out.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to first, though, tell me about this. What is it? M-N-E-K? Who is this? You brought this with you. Ready for Your Love? Tell me about this.
M-N-E-K.
Okay.
He is a British artist. He is amazing. He's a 19-year-old young man. He is a singer, songwriter, producer, just the one-stop shop.
Okay.
And he's like, got next, seriously. He's been guesting on a lot of dance records, but more of the soulful EDM as opposed to, you know, that techno.
Okay.
You know, oons, you know, fist pumping music,
okay.
You know, more of the soulful
house
type songs. He worked
okay.
with Disclosure and Gorgon City. And this song that I brought in, Ready for Your Love, his stripped version is actually a version of a song that he did with Gorgon City.
That okay.
came out late last year, but his stripped version just got released and it's available for a free download on his website. So go get it.
Okay, and let's listen to it now. You're inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm ready for the start of something new. I'm ready to depart from what made me blue. I'm ready for my heart to let you through. But most of all, I'm ready for the rain to pour down on me. I'm ready for a change to come and set me free. I'm ready for my loss to become victory. But most of all, I'm ready for your love. 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 Oh, oh. I'm ready for my hands to touch the sky. I wanna understand how it feels to fly. I'm ready for my eyes to see the light. But most of all, I'm ready to be strong, conquer my fears. I'm ready to be wrong so I could be right there, yeah. I'm ready to blow and shake my cares. But most of all, yeah, most of all, I'm ready for your love. 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 Yeah, I'm ready for your love. Ready for your love, I'm ready for your love. I'm ready for your love, I'm ready for your love. I'm ready for your love. The stars burn bright, everything has changed between you and I. I was so apprehensive, but I don't know why. Baby, I'm ready for you to be by my side. The stars burn bright, everything has changed between you and I. I was so apprehensive, but I don't know why. Baby, I'm ready for you to be by my side. I'm ready for your love, ready for your love. Ready for your love. I'm ready for your love. Ready for your love. I'm ready for your love. Yeah, I'm ready for your love. Ready for your love. Ready for your love. Yeah, I'm ready for your love. Ready for your love. Ready for your love. And if they ask me, I am ready.
inside the Soul Lounge. M-N-E-K.
M-N-E-K.
Ready for Your Love. Now, you said that's a single, yes? Or is it on an album? Do you know?
It's not in an album in this version. He's
okay.
Just releasing it as a free download with
okay.
another song
All right.
On his website.
Gotcha. Oh, that's Kimberly Hines, by
Hello.
The way, the editor-chief of SoulBounce.com. She's been with us for the full half. So before I let you go,
yes.
I've got to ask you three questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is part of a little thing I do called What's in Your Ear.
Okay.
So the first question I need to know is, who do you listen to when you're working out? Who gets your blood pumping and gets you moving on the treadmill and
stuff? Oh, wow. One artist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know it's hard. First person to come to mind.
Let's see. First person that comes to mind is right now Pharrell, Happy.
Okay, good. That's a good one.
Yeah, because I need that motivation.
That's a good one. All right. Absolutely. Okay. How about... an artist or a song that gets you in the mood for romance.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Maxwell.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You can't go wrong with Maxwell.
Yeah, this is true,
yes.
isn't it? Okay. And you're having a bad day and you need something to just kind of lift your spirit. Where do you usually go to?
Gospel music.
Okay. Anyone
yes.
in particular?
Let's see. Mary, actually.
Yeah, that's mine.
I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary. And, you know, now Erica Campbell just released her solo album this week.
Right, yeah.
So I'm going to dig into her next.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Well, SoulBounce.com, a lot of exciting stuff going on
yes,
there.
Yes, go
so
visit.
Absolutely.
Please.
Every single day like we
that's
do.
That's right. There's all, I mean, it's new content Monday through Friday, so... There's always something for anybody.
Right.
Everything for everybody.
Good. Kimberly Hines, thank you so much. So why don't we go out with another one of your picks? This was, speaking of Pharrell,
yes.
from his most recent album
mm-hmm.
called Girls.
Girl.
Featuring, I didn't know this was Daft Punk on here.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it called?
The name of the song.
Gust of Wind, absolutely. Okay, and thank you so much for hanging out with us, and I can't wait to see you again. And until then, please take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Thanks.
Like a gust of wind, you push me back every once in a while.